A winter storm warning is in effect for the western Florida panhandle for all day Tuesday and for Wednesday morning, as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico joins forces with another blast of Arctic air. That, says Dave Eversole at the National Weather Service, means sleet, freezing rain, and possibly some snow.
Things are going to be changing over to rain and freezing rain. Pensacola, we're expecting that wintry mix by early Tuesday morning. You know, let's just say maybe up to an inch of accumulation thereabouts.
And although they look the same coming down and have the same end results, there are differences between freezing rain and sleet.
What happens with the freezing rain is it's actually rain that is falling down into air that is below freezing, and that causes the raindrops to freeze instantly on whatever surface they come in contact with, be it your car window, any kind of exposed surfaces, trees, power lines.
Sleet, on the other hand, begins as a raindrop and then freezes in the atmosphere.
Our area is not used to this kind of weather, so we deem that we better do a local state of emergency and go to a level 2 activation, EOC.
Santa Rosa Emergency Director Brad Baker says the declaration was made at noon on Monday.
Basically, it's just a partial activation. We don't feel like we need to bring in every emergency support function for this, so we'll just bring in the select few and communicate with them, and if we needed the others, we could call them in at that time.
An emergency declaration also allows the county to make formal requests to the state and FEMA for assistance if needed. A local state of emergency for Escambia County went into effect at midnight, and the city of Pensacola is also suspending non-essential operations on Tuesday and Wednesday. Public schools in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties are also closing for the next couple of days.
In the abundance of caution to make sure that our students and our staff are safe, we decided to go ahead and close schools for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Escambia Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says what guided their decision to close was the possibility of freezing rain and sleet accumulations.
The timing of the storm was such that it will involve two school days because it'll actually start to get a bit dicey and deteriorate tomorrow afternoon. Things won't really thaw out until maybe mid-morning on Wednesday, but I think it's going to be too cold and the ice will not melt in time for me to get the buses out on Wednesday morning.
Also closed for Tuesday and Wednesday, or parts thereof, all Catholic schools in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa, UWF, Pensacola State College, Northwest Florida State College, and Pensacola Christian Academy. Officials are urging residents to stay off the roads if the frozen precip creates hazards. Lieutenant Steve Preston at the Florida Highway Patrol's Pensacola office says if you must venture out, use extreme caution and watch out for black ice on the pavement.
Black ice is ice that's frozen on the roadway that's not really detectable to the motorist. And, of course, when you experience that, depending on how you react, it causes you to lose control of your vehicle.
Forecaster Dave Eversole says the combined Arctic blast and Gulf moisture will make things dicey for the next 2 or 3 days.
It'll be going pretty good Tuesday evening, and then it's going to taper off late Tuesday night such that you're dry for like Wednesday through Thursday. But ice that's around on the roads or that sort of thing, because the daytime highs on Thursday are just in the mid-30s, that stuff's going to stick around and be slow to go away.
More information and updates are available at the Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County Emergency Management websites and at wuwf.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.